Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm on call with North Carolina Opinion Research. We are conducting a short survey in your area about local issues, and your opinion is very important. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
Thank you so much. And tell me, are you, or do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, just for statistical purposes?
97.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm not.
Thank you so much. And what is your race?
I'm African-American.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? You can rate it from 0 to 10, where 0 means no power at all and 10 a lot of power. You can choose any number.
Maybe about a 6.
I'm sorry, you say?
A 6.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm about medium, so I guess you could say somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied, kind of in between the two.
I understand. Thank you so much. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Let's start with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you.
Maybe a 3.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Which you can say a 6.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one is the Republican Party.
I'm not favorable with them at all.
Would you say 0?
Yeah.
Thank you. What about the Democratic Party?
I'm more favorable to them, but I'm not all the way satisfied with them either, so maybe about an 8.
Okay, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
I guess you can say like a 4.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one is Attorney General Josh Stein.
4.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris.
Maybe about an 8.
Thank you so much. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party?
Democratic Joe Biden.
Thank you. I know it's a long way out, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you so much. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most. And voting the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. And statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
The last option.
Thank you so much. And would you say that is the one that is somewhat closer to your opinion or much more closer to your opinion?
Much more closer to my opinion. I believe thank my you. Vote matters.
Understand. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Our governments and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. The second one says, our governments and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the third one, our governments and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
If I had to choose, it would be between the second and the third statement. I do think they are working on trying to, but I don't think they are effective in doing so. So I guess you can choose, but it don't matter.
I understand. In general, do you feel negative or positive about the future of the planet?
As far as what, like global warming or what direction we're headed in, or?
In general.
It's scary what's happening for the future. I mean, it's definitely scary, but I mean, I'm a optimistic person, so I try to think of the positive things. So I guess you can say positive. Okay.
Thank you. And what about your own future? Would you feel negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you. And the future of the country, positive or negative?
Positive, hopefully.
Thank you so much. Do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November elections, or it will be about the same?
Probably about the same.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming election. Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates. It's too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too harder for me and people like me to vote. Or I don't have time to vote. If you have to choose the best two reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming election, which would be?
I'm going to vote, but if I had to choose an option of what you gave, it would be not having time. None of the others would apply.
Understand. Thank you so much. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Could be the Democrats, racist politicians, all politicians, MAGA Republicans, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Below, I will read a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that are very concerned, 5 means that you are neither concerned or unconcerned, and 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. And let's just start with restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. From 0 to 10, how concerned you are.
Can you repeat your statement? It's like your phone is going in and out.
Yep. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Five.
Thank you so much. The next one says, given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
I would say a 7.
Thank you. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life.
I would say a 7.
Thank you.
That's already done.
The next one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Maybe about an 8.
Thank you. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
maybe a 9.
How much longer is this survey? I have to talk to my kid now.
We are half of the survey, but I could do it quicker if you wish.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors from 0 to 10, how concerned you are?
Maybe about a 5. I really have to go, though. I'm so sorry.
It's okay if I can call you back probably at a better time or tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow would be better. Anytime tomorrow is fine.
Okay, perfect. So I will call you back. But thank you so much for your time, okay? Have a great night.
No problem. You too.
Take care.